The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Sinead O'Carroll, editor of thejournal.ie. We can only guess at the emotions that must have been running through Aidan Walsh's head. Having won his fight today, realising he's guaranteed at least a bronze medal in the Olympics, but to injure his ankle in the celebrations, all sorts of rumours as to how bad this injury actually is.
Yeah, what a roller coaster of an evening. It was anyone who stayed up or got up or whatever method you used to try and catch one of the Irish athletes that overnight, we were treated to unbelievable stuff from the boxing arena, from Kelly Harrington and Aidan Walsh, two of the smartest, most intelligent fights that I've witnessed at Olympics. And Aidan obviously securing that medal. We don't know what colour it'll end up being. And then afterwards hearing that he had left rumours of him leaving in a wheelchair and that he might be a doubt for that fight against Pat McCormack for the silver medal. It looks now like maybe that those things were initially overstated and he might be fine or he will be fine. Boxing Ireland has said it was a little scare and everything. They've checked him out and he will be fit and fighting on Sunday. But just even hearing the idea of a sprained ankle, and if you watch the fight, you can see how nimble and how quick and how smart Aidan Walsh is, and you know, anything that would hamper that in a fight against Pat McCormack, who he, you know, has had defeats against this year, it would be tough going. So hopefully, you know, it's not till Sunday. Hopefully the day in between, the couple of days in between will help, and that it will actually just have been a scare and he will be able to go into that fight. As he said himself, it's not, you know, he's not facing Pat McCormack. Pat McCormack is facing Aidan Walsh. So let's hope, but it's amazing to get another medal in the bag.
It is, and the hopes are really rising that we might get even a couple of medals in the men's golf.
Yeah, everyone was kind of ignoring the golf, saying, oh, I'm not sure if I, you know, really
not
like
everyone,
the golf in the Olympics. And now it's suddenly, okay, well, we're very much in contention of a medal in touching distance of the leader, four shots off, Rory McIlroy, and playing really nice stuff as well. I only caught a little bit of it last night because I'm not one of the people who are totally ignoring it, and I know you're not either, Matt, but I think with the Olympics, sometimes the joy is kind of getting to see some of the people that you don't get to see during the rest of the 4 years. But he has been playing well and hitting his stride. He said he really got a mental refresher and, you know, is enjoying it. So the next couple of nights will be interesting, and you know, you get to see that a little bit earlier. It kicks off at around midnight, so people will be able to kind of watch that at a more sociable hour.
I think it's interesting though that he seems more relaxed, and that might actually be doing him some good rather than the pressure that he's been under to win a major since he last won in 2014. But let's go to the athletics, because the mixed 4x400 relay team had a fantastic morning.
Yeah, I was really proud of my stint with you yesterday, because I told people to watch out
you
for
did.
This. And they absolutely, as they said themselves, smashed the race. All four of them putting in, you know, races of their life to get around. They would have qualified anyway with their time, but they all got an automatic qualification, which does a lot for their lane draw, because the US got disqualified there. There'll be an appeal and we'll wait on that. But it was unbelievable stuff from the four of them. We had seen a brilliant race when they qualified. Thomas Barr was in that four when they qualified. He obviously can't because he's racing himself today and in another day's time in his own competition. But it really was. It's an amazing event. One of the best events that the Olympics have added to the rostrum in a long time. I think it's so interesting. It's an interesting event to watch. You'll see there was one woman running the last leg with the men, so it depends on where you put them out. How do you get your best runners out? But Rob Heffernan was on afterwards and saying, you know, there's a bit more time. They, you know, they shaved a lot of seconds off their own record, off their Irish record. But there's, you know, there's still more in them. Rob Heffernan pointed out that one of the changeovers of batons was a bit shaky. If they make up that time, and you know, disqualifications are ample in relays. So if, you know, other things happen ahead of them, you never know what will happen tomorrow afternoon. And again, that's one that's on in the daytime, so we'll all be able to tune in and watch.
Well, the best luck to Sophie Becker, Phil Healy, Killian Green and Christopher O'Donnell in that. Thomas Barr is now in the semi-final on Sunday in the 400 metres hurdles. There's the top two from each semi-final, and the two fastest losers get to the final. He's in a very tough semi-final because he's up against the world record holder Karsten Warholm of Norway, who he was behind this morning, and it's also the top American Benjamin Rye there as well. But could it be that in going up against the top two, he's going to perhaps drag a better time out of him that gives him a good shot at getting to the final?
Yeah, I think that's how he'll be looking at it for sure. One of the things of why he wanted to place well today was to get a lane, because lane draws are so important in the hurdles. You don't want to be in an inside lane. So he's, you know, his lane draw will be helping him. And I think having the Norwegian there, he had the Norwegian today and he said he had talked to him before and the Norwegian said he was going to take it handy, and taking it handy for him now is very different to taking it handy for, I think, most other people in that race. So I think the probably having the Norwegian there will definitely help. And we know Thomas Barr is a championship runner. We know he revels in, you know, putting out the big performance when it really matters. And I think that will help, that he has two of the best, two of the people that he probably knows are possibly ahead of him, but that will be able to, you know, even if he's seeing them ahead, it'll be able to spur him on to saying, right, this is how quick I need to be. What he usually does in championships is gets a good race time, then goes faster, and then goes faster again in the final. So if he keeps that trajectory going, he should be, even if the other two are ahead of him, he should be good for a time spot.
Okay, now we've been talking a lot about our silver medalist from Rio, Annalise Murphy, in the sailing. Having had a bad start, she made an incredible effort to get back into what's called the medal race, the top 10. But it went wrong for her this morning in the final races, and she's not going to do it. And she's now talking of retiring after what has been a tremendous career.
An absolutely fantastic career. And she said herself, you know, she's a three-time Olympian. That is something that she wouldn't have even expected of herself. So she was asked about, will she go on to Paris 2024? And she said she didn't think so. And I would be surprised if, you know, you'd have a fourth Olympics in sailing. So, but if you think about it, she had an unbelievable Olympics in London in 2012. We were all cheering her on, and it just went so horribly wrong at the very last hurdle. Coming fourth is a place that a few Irish people know about, like Owen Reinisch and the canoeing. It's really, really difficult, and probably the what-ifs stay with you for a long, long time. So,
Eamon Coughlin is the great example of that, from 76 and 1980.
Yeah, so the what-ifs stay with you, but at least she got rid of them after 4 years in Rio with fantastic performances, and, you know, coming second there, getting the silver medal. She really wanted to go for gold here, but again, there's so many variables in sailing. You know, in Rio it was a light wind regatta, which no one had bet against her. The odds were she was complete outsider. And this time around, things didn't suit her. And as you said, she did have an amazing comeback today, and then it just went wrong. And I was following her family's Instagrams, where they kind of followed the chart, and I was going, oh, she's doing really well. And then, oh no, she's back down to 30-something. Oh no, she's down to 42nd. So yeah, it just wasn't one for her, but she doesn't owe the sport, and she doesn't owe Ireland anything.
Okay, well, just one international one that's not an Irish angle, but a bit of a shock, wasn't it, that Novak Djokovic didn't get into the final of the men's tennis singles, the man who is bidding for a golden Grand Slam, as they're calling it, to add the Olympics to winning all of the major tennis tournaments of the year.
Yeah, so he probably was a little bit different to what we were saying about Rory McIlroy not feeling the pressure here, because it's not as important as the slams, because Djokovic has made it as important, and Zverev beat him today. But he's had a busy year. You know, the tennis is a bit different to everybody else, where their years have been curtailed a little bit by COVID. He's had a really busy year, and it's one that he had kind of targeted. Again, the tennis is very like golf for pure Olympic fans. It's not probably the one that they watch out for, because you are talking about superstars rather than, you know, people you want to get to know every 4 years. So, a bit of a shock, and obviously Osaka going out in the female. So it's, you know, a wide open one.
Okay, come back next week. Of course, it's a bank holiday Monday, so it won't be an opportunity to hopefully talk about medals for Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy. Really good feeling about them in the golf, that we might get not just one but two medals in the golf. And hopefully next week there'll be lots more Irish successes, and not just been medals but personal bests and reaching finals to talk about as well. Sinead O'Carroll, editor of thejournal.ie, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.